Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amid Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom, from the Mishnah. The Mishnah will start again with the middle of Lamed Amid Beis, in the middle, Hamashil. We're talking about the status of barrels of Ma'aser Sheni. So Hamashil, Kankala Ma'aser Sheni, if somebody has Ma'aser Sheni already wine, and he borrows bottles to put the Ma'aser Sheni in, then afal pi shegafan lo kana Ma'aser, even though he then sealed the barrels of Ma'aser Sheni, the lo kana Ma'aser, the barrels themselves do not become the status of Ma'aser Sheni, because they're just used for storage, and it already was Ma'aser Sheni beforehand, and it's not considered batel to the Ma'aser Sheni. But zoaf letochan stam, but if he first put tevel in, and then he called it the Shei Ma'aser Sheni, he called it Ma'aser Sheni when it was in the barrels, so then, atcha logafan, before it was sealed, closed, so lo kana Ma'aser, there's no unification between the barrel and the wine, and they still remain as separate entities. Misha gafan kana meiser, but once he seals them, it gained the status of meiser sheni, and we'll see a little bit later, Bez Hashem, it's all meiser sheni. Right, it's not that there's Ma'aser Sheni and Chulin mixed into the barrel. It's all Ma'aser Sheni. So then, Misha Gafan Kana Ma'aser. So then, even the barrels get the status of Ma'aser Sheni. Again, even though the barrel, that's something that you could eat. We learned before that Ma'aser Sheni has to be something that you could eat, that you could consume, that you could smear. But here, because it's considered one unit with the Ma'aser Sheni, that's why it has the status. Ad Shalo Gafan. So now the Gemara continues. Switching focus for a minute to truma. So if somebody has barrels of truma wine, so ad shelo gafan, before they are sealed, they have open barrels of truma, olos bechonimea. If those barrels get mixed up with chulin, and we learned in Maseches Trumas that truma is batel in 101, batel be'echonimea. So as long as the barrels are open, then they could all be mitzarif and olos bechonimea, and they are, you know, the bittel is possible. Misha gafan, but once you seal the barrels of truma, mikachos kol shehein, then they are mikadesh, right, the language of the Torah, but kol shehein, and it asers, and it is not batel. See, the Mara folda, imhein shel truma, v'nisarev b'chulin, if they're truma and they get mixed up in chulin, kankan truma b'meya, kankan in chulin, one kankan of truma with 100, so v'lohaya p'em sasum b'megufa, it wasn't all closed up, then they're batel. But if it's misha gafan, once they're closed up, then they're mikadesh. See the Mara folda, afilu echad be'elefo batel. Even one in 1,000. Kidin chavios stumos shehein davar chashuv. They are a davar chashuv, and biltel doesn't take place. As we know, a number of items that are not batel, davar chashuv, davar shehein shabbatirin, chaticha rulis kabed, birya, v'yimachru. So what do you do? What do you do if it's not batel? So it's all medume. So what do? You have to sell it to the kohen. V'yimachru kulon lakohen b'debei truma. And you sell it to the kohen for a cheaper price, because there's less demand for truma, only the kohanim are interested in it. So you sell it to the kohen, but made truma chutz me'echan mehen shenola kohen below davim, except for one barrel's value, because that you have to give to the kohen. That's truma, and therefore that is not sold to the kohen. It is given to the kohen. So again, this last line is about whether bittel is possible or not. Remember, bittel, if it was truma and chulin and it's open, so then there is bittel. Truma is batel in chulin, because truma and chulin are considered different. And as we know from the Ran and Nedarim, bittel only takes place when there is a clash. There has to be a clash, two things fighting for the identity of the mixture, and then that one of them wins, so to speak, and the whole mixture is defined by the majority. But if there is no clash, so then there wouldn't be bittel. Or here's another reason why it's too chashuv to be mevutel. That's that Ran in the Dharma, Dafnun Beis, that comes up every couple of weeks, where the Ran has that yisod, where the Ran says, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, in a totally different context, hold to the same shita, but just in a different application. This yisod of bittel requiring two different items, like our Mishnah talks about truma and chulin. As long as it's in a mixture, so then it is, one can be batel within the other. The truma can be batel in the chulin. If it's closed up, if it's magafan, so then it's a davar chashuv, and a davar chashuv is considered as if it's not in the mixture. There's no tarovas. But here, the Rad and Nadarim Dafnun Beis discusses, if you remember, the sugi of davar sheish lo matirin, whether we paskin that davar sheish lo matirin is not batel. So why isn't it batel? It's something that's usher, that's going to be mutter, on the in a few days or the next day. It's not batal. Why? So Rashi in the beginning of Beis says you might as well wait. But the Ran here in the Durham Dachman Beis says a totally different shot. Why is it that Davar Sheish Matir is not batal? So he said it's based on Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, who we don't paskin like. Rabbi Yehuda holds min bemino is not batal. And he learns that from the blood on Yom Kippur. The pasuk says, "V'lakach midam ha'par u'midam ha'sa'ir." Take, the Kohen Gadol takes from the blood of the cow and the blood of the goat. Sha'af al-pi sha'dama sha'par maruba. Even though the blood of the cow is so much more than the blood of the goat, but still the Torah calls it the blood of the goat, blood of the cow. Why? It must be min b'mino is not batal. Kari le damasir alma lo batal. V'ksav Rabbi Yehuda. What's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda there? Dino time amishum. Anything that is similar to its friend, eino machlisho umevatlo, does not weaken it or nullify it, elo ma'amido umechazko, but strengthens it. If we get along with each other and we're similar, so then we strengthen each other. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, min bemino is not batal. They just coexist. V'rabbanon lo mashmu lahachi. Rabbanon say, no, min bemino still can be batal. They're not similar enough. As I agree with the Yesod, that you need a clash to be Mevatel. But this isn't, there is a clash here, say the Rabbanan. Mikol makom min bemino de iser veheter ein domin zelazeh. Right, you look at halachic realities. Min bemino, so what is the same item physically, but you can look at it as ein domin. The kivan dechad aser vechad shari ein ra'ui leilich achar dimyonan be'etzem el achar chilukan be'iser veheter. You go by their halachic realities. And halachic realities, they're different, and therefore, bittul can't take place. But, says the Ran, and then the Rabbanan say, why is dam b'dam not batal? Not because of min b'mino, but because, el ha'inatam b'dam ha'parin, and b'dam ha'sari, mishum de kivan de shnehen olin, klomar shekshirim lezrika ein mabatlin zedzeh. Just a separate special din. By dam, tichi hechi the by dam kachim, tichi the Yehuda also after the yonah beetsim as Rabbanan chayonim the yonah beheter, and the Ran continues and then says, so we use this principle by davar sheish matirin. By davar sheish matirin, it's aser, but it's enough mutter enough that it's not considered a clash. Not considered a clash in between these items. And therefore, mishmachi amrina the davar sheish matirin not to Rabbanan mishem chumer l'drab Yehuda. They hold of that svara to give it she'ein davar zeh cholak min aheter legamrei b'iser v'heter. It's not totally in the world of iser because it's ganav gamuter. She'afu sofa lios nitar kamahu amrinan she'ein abatel b'mino. That's why it's not batel. Di hachi havi damu tu v'chada b'chulun. And he continues, but that's the yisod, and that's why in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, we have a truma and chulin, and truma and chulin can be batel as long as there. It's called a tarovis. But again, if it's closed. If it's has a magufa, so then it's a davar chashuv, as the Mara Folda says, and therefore it won't be batal. Good. We continue. Says the Mishnah, ad shelo gafan, continuing the truma discussion, before it gets, if you have wine in a barrel, before it gets closed up, this is now talking about tevel, not truma. If you have tevel in a barrel, the wine, but you have 10 barrels of tevel, tori mi'achas ala kol, then it could all be considered one. That's enough considered mukaf, right? It's not exactly touching, but it's already considered from proximity. From proximity. Look at the Rechaim Kanievsky. Diavagav dein tori min element of mukaf, even though we don't usually take, except from what's contiguous, but we learn from here, it doesn't have to be contiguous mamish touching. Since it's not totally closed, it's considered an amukaf. But once you close them up, says the now the Gemara on the top of Lamed Aleph, Misha Gafan Torah Mikol Achas Va'Achas. Once it's closed up, then that's not called an amukaf, and you have to take it from one for each one. Because they're closed up, they're not considered connected to each other, right? Siruf. You might not say it's the same thing, but there could be tziruf and mukaf might not have the same definitions, right? Tziruf, let's say for challah, for the chiyuv of challah, you have doughs on a tray that are not touching each other. Could those doughs be mitztarev to create a chiyuv of challah? So you might not say it's the same requirement. There's two different words. It's tziruf. Is it called one dough? And mina mukaf. Okay, but keep that in mind. It doesn't have to be the same exact definition for each one. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah on top, Lamed Aleph, Beishamai Omer, Mefateach, Uma'ar Alagat. So what happens? Beishamai says, if you want to be Torim from one, you have them all, you close it up. So you're going to open it, you want to be Torim from one on the other. So what are you allowed to do? So could you just undo the present reality, or do you have to go further? Beishamai Omer, Mefateach, Uma'ar Alagat. You can't just open the top. You can't just open the top. Because after you were closed it up, you sealed it up, you have to go above and beyond. We find that sometimes to create a gemar malacha sometimes for Tumah V'Tahara. You could do a certain act in order to create, but just undoing that act isn't enough. You have to go beyond. So, Mefateach Umar Alagat. Says the Tamara Folda, in Balitro Meachas al Kol Achar Shagafet Zarach Laros on Legat. Right, you have to go beyond. The Rav Chai Kadievsky, he adds in the extra line, to keep and show you stumos, since they were closed up, Eino Tarimachi Yara Legat. You have to go beyond what it used to be. And Beisilol says, no, Beisilol Omrim Mifateach Leina Zarach Laros. No, just open it up, what it used to be, and that is all one needs to do. Now we're back to Maaser Sheni. Right? We had a little bit of discussion of Truma, and now we're getting back to Maaser Sheni. We spoke about the Maaser Sheni earlier in the Mishnah. Again, if you have Maaser Sheni and then you put it into a barrel, so then the barrels do not have the status of Maaser Sheni, meaning in terms of if you're poda it, you have to be poda the value of the barrel. But if you first put it in as Tevel and then you call it Maaser Sheni, then it would. So now the Mishnah says, Bamed, Devarim Amurim. When do we say that if after you put it in, you call them Maaser Sheni, then it's going to get the status B'makom Shedarkin Limachar Stumos, where they're usually sold as closed barrels. If they're clothed as closed barrels, so then the barrel is considered united, right? It's sold as this unit, united along with the wine of Maaser Sheni, and it all has the status Batel. The kankan is batel to the wine. But often if it's sold open and you pour it out, that is not considered just the container. So then the kankan doesn't go out the chulin. That means, again, this is not a phrase, doesn't mean as it usually does. Here it means it never gets the Maaser Sheni status. If it's sold pasuach, it's never batel to it. It's never considered part of it. And therefore, if Maaser Sheni money was used to buy the barrel of wine, the barrel is not nechshav Maaser Sheni. V'imratzalach kemira latzmo limkar b'mida. And what happens, the way Rav Chaim Kadievsky understands this line, even in a place where they're sold stumos, and there, if I sold stumos, then usually when I have a barrel of Maaser Sheni wine, that's sasum, if I sell that, I assume that the barrel has Maaser Sheni, because it's the normal to sold sasum. But if I specifically say I am paying only for the wine, Rata lahachir limkar b'mida, an exact amount, not including the kankan, yatsa kankan l'chulin. So then also the kankan never gets the status of Maaser Sheni, right? Not used in the normal way. Says the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, Rata lomar, afil b'makom nedakan limkar stumos, even in a place that's usually sold sasum, im nedaktik limkar b'mida, if I am very exact with my value, Eino batal akankal yayin. V'yatsa akankal l'chulin. Pirish lokana meiser. That never gets the status of meiser. Good. Last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer. We're going to go with the Mara Fulda's girsa of this line. Rabbi Hachi Garcina. Whenever you see Hachi Garcina, you know there's another girsa. It's like our girsa. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Afa omer l'chaveiro. Yayin ze animocha l'cha chutz mi'akankanim. This wine I'm selling to you, not including the kankanim. Yatsa akankan l'chulin. So what does that mean? As the Marafolda says, Gemara Mefarish La, so it's very unclear what this means. We'll see. Rav Chaim Kadievsky here explains, based on the Gemara, that if somebody has a kankan that has Maaser Sheni and Chulin in it, then the barrel for sure cannot be Maaser Sheni. It can be bottom to Maaser Sheni if there's also chulin in the barrel. Right? That's the how the Gemara is going to understand Rabbi Shimon. You see, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here already puts the Gemara in. Rabbi Shimon koi adin shoshani bebraisa. It's a braisa that says imi shagafan kar shem lemaaser chutz mirevius. If after I seal it, I say everything in this barrel should be Maaser Sheni, but not a revius. A revius should remain chulin lo kana maaser. The barrel can only be batel and unified if it's all Maaser Sheni. Tekivan she'ein kulo Maaser, ein akankan batel ha'Maaser. And Allah Am Rabbi Shimon regarding that. In Machar, Osa Revias Lachadero, if I sell, Va Amarlo Revias Zusha Bachavas Animocher Lachab, Chutzmer Akankan, and I say, I'm selling you this, except for the Kankan, the Goli Daite Shemeshayer Akankan Lamaiser, even if I'm selling you the Chulin, I'm selling you the Chulin in the barrel, and I want to keep the Meiser for me, and I say the Kankan should be the bottle and should be Meiser Sheni, that's not good enough. Because right now, I have Chulin in there, and therefore, it can't be bottle, and it's not considered unified with the Meiser Sheni. Okay. My time at Rebbe Yehuda. Why does Rebbe Yehuda say back in the beginning of the Mishnah on yesterday's daf? Beginning of the Mishnah, what do we have? We had if somebody buys the amazing sheet of Rebbe Yehuda, right? We know if Meiser Sheni becomes Tamei in Yerushalayim, you can redeem it. What happens if Meiser Sheni money and you bought fruit with it and that fruit becomes Tamei Lekuach by Meiser Sheni? So then Rebbe Yehuda says that has to be buried. That was the first line of the Mishnah. Halakuach b'kesef ma'aser shenitma yipadeh. That is what we hold. It could be nifteh, just like ma'aser sheni itself. Ma'aser sheni itself could be nifteh if it becomes tamei. So too, lakuach b'ma'aser sheni. Rabbi Yehuda says, yikaver. We spoke about yesterday, the Mishnah Rishonah spoke about the lumdus, about Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's one head here. And there was a kal v'chomer back and forth in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, if ma'aser sheni can be redeemed, surely lakuach b'ma'aser sheni should be able to be redeemed. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I can find you a chumrah of lakuach b'ma'aser sheni that doesn't apply to ma'aser sheni, right? If you have ma'aser sheni in outside of Yerushalayim, you're allowed to redeem it. Tahar. But if I have lakuach b'ma'aser sheni, I have money that already was nifta. I changed the fruit to the money and now the money to more fruit, then I can't be po'd to that, right? So that's a chumrah. So, and there's no answer to that question. That was the first part. So my time in Rebbe Yehuda. So what's the reason for Rebbe Yehuda? Ask the Gemara, kesef rishon lo kesef sheni. Kesef, your special drasha. Special drasha that you're allowed to make Meiser Sheni into money, but then you can't make Meiser Sheni into money, into fruit, back into money. Kesef Rishon LoKesef Sheni, you can only be Mechalel one stage. One stage, fruit onto money once, not twice. Kesef Rishon LoKesef Sheni, so even if it becomes Tamei, the fruit, that Lokuah B'Meiser Sheni, you can't be Poteh. Says the Mara Fulda, Al Kesef Rishon Hu Diyachal L'Chalel Peres Meiser Sheni, only on the Kesef Rishon, you could take money and be Mechalel onto Peres. Aval Eino Yachal L'Chalel Peres Shalakach, because of Rishon LoKesef Sheni. You can't take Lokuah onto money. And he notes, the Gemara continues, but let's continue the Gemara. Ela ma, so the question is, in the Mishnah, there's a Kal V'Chomer. So there are abundance of Kal V'Chomer to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda answers, no, it's not a good Kal V'Chomer. So Gemara says, he could have just said, it's a Drasha's Chazal. Right? A Drasha beats the Kal V'Chomer. But they said a Kal V'Chomer, so he says, L'shit Tascha. Ella says the Gemara, min ma de'inun mesivin le b'kav v'chomer, who most of them b'kav v'chomer? So they said a kav v'chomer, so he says a kav v'chomer. But not that it is the kav v'chomer, the not the kav v'chomer, that really the basis for his shita. His shita is based on the drasha of kesef rishon and not kesef sheni. So that is the Rabbi Yehuda's shita based on the drasha. Good. Next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah quoted about tzvi. Tzvi shalacha. What happens if I go to Yerushalayim? I didn't buy a cow or a sheep that I could give as a carbon. I bought a tzvi. I bought a tzvi, and I bought that with my shady money, and then it died. It died, so now it's an avela, so I can't eat it. It's also an avatuma. But it dies, yikaver al yidei oro. The Mishnah said you have to bury it. You can't eat it. You can't be poda it, as we'll talk about right now. But if it dies, yikaver, you just have to bury it. You have to bury it. And that is the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Shimon says, yipader. Rabbi Shimon says you could redeem it. Rabbi Shimon says, so what's that Nekudas HaMachlok is about? That's the first discussion here. Again, the tzvi that you bought with Meiser Sheni money died. The Tanakama says, you have to bury it. And the Rabbi Shimon says, you can redeem it. So Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, this really is a machlokas, this is a discussion in Mesechas Temura. Daf Lamed, Laman Aleph, Amad Beis, different days about what this machlokas is about. So our Gemara here is going to quote one of those pshatim. And we already quoted in the Mishnah that there's a machlokas, Mara Fulda, and Chai Kadievsky about what the pshat is of the machlokas of the Mishnah. Rav Chaim Kadievsky here quotes what our Gemara says. Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Tzvi Asu Osoka Kachi Bedekabayis. This deer that you bought, this tzvi that you bought with Meiser Sheni money, they give it the same halachos as kachi betek habayis. If I'm makdish an animal for betek habayis, let's say I'm makdish a tzvi for betek habayis. They can't be makriv, right? Betek habayis is owned by the Beis HaMikdash. If I makdish a tzvi to the Beis HaMikdash, they can't give it as a karban. So what do? They sell it. That's kachi betek habayis. So just like kachi betek habayis needs liton ha'amada ve'ha'aracha, the special din araisa, that by an animal of hektish, that I have to evaluate. It has to be able to be stood up and evaluated. Ha'amada v'ha'aracha. So just like Kachi Bedek HaBayis has that halacha, so too Meisher Sheni has that halacha. Right, you see in the top of the Marfulta, Tekayim Alon, Debin, and Hamada v'aracha, it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra, Chav Zayin, it's a Beferish Pasuk, Chav Zayin, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. V'im kol behemat tmeya. Any behemat tmeya, which the Gemara assumes means an animal that got a mum, suli hamukdashim. If you call behemat tmeya, asher lo yakrivu mimena karban l'Hashem, that you can't give as a karban, veheemidas habehemah l'vnei Hashem. You have to be imam in the behemah. You have to stand it up. This is a din d'araisa. You have to stand it up, and then, right, Rashi quotes there on the Chumash, bebalas mum, akasim medaber, she tmeya lakrava. Right, it's not talking about a non-kosher animal. It's talking about a balmum that you can't be makriv. V'limet chakasuf she'ein kadshim tamimim yotzin l'chulim bepidyon el imkein humimu. You have to get a mum. You have to be eino ro'ui. So behemat tamei ashele yagriv b'menu ve'emines hakohen ve'he'erich hakohen osa bein tov ve'vein ra ke'erkecha kohen kein yihyeh. You have to evaluate it to figure out how much the base of this is going to get. But that's called the din of ha'amada v'ha'aracha. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Erichin. Perakei halacha yibeis, kol amakdish beimah mechayim, bein tmeya bein torah. If I'm makdish an animal, kosher or not kosher, bein kachi bedek habayis, bein kachi mizbeach shenofa bamum. It's a case where you can redeem it. So that means either you are makdish it lebedek habayis, or it's a kachi mizbeach that got a mum. O tmima haruya li karev, harezu tzricha ha'amada bedin. Shedemar vehemidas habehema. Lefichach, therefore, imesa habehema, if the animal dies, what if an animal has a carbon got a mum and the animal died before it was able to be huarach? That's it. It's a dinli kuva. You have to be ma'amidu marach. So the Gemara says just like that halacha applies to bedek habayis, so too that halacha applies to Meiser Shady. Again, this there's another explanation there in the Gemara Tumura that the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan is about whether you're podel laha'achilon leklavim, right? That's a question. If you look in the Sefer Ar HaYashar here, he wonders why the Gemara here only quotes one svara of the machlokas about Hamad Varach and doesn't quote the other one. But okay, that's the be aware of the Gemara. There's a machlokas also mefarshim whether you need mamish ha'amada, the animal has to actually stand up, or it just can't be dead. Can't be dead. Is that the what's the question that is asked? That's if you look in the Mari Kirkus, in Bikurim. Right, Mikurim deals with this, and he says in Mikurim, the 10th parak, on about Rashis Hagez, and that wool, Lachora, is not something that the Raman talks about how the Mitzvah Rashis Hagez. So the Mari Kirkus has a line, Vefshal Chalik, Velomar, Dal Karcha, Lopazog Rabbeinu, Tekachi Bedek Abayis, Boi Hamad Varacha, Ela Liftos Habeima Atzma, Ava Liftos Hagiza, Efshar Davi Kamakdish, Esim Havana Lek Abayis. Maybe by Giza, by shearings, you don't need this din. Or maybe because the animal originally stood up when it had the wool on, that was good enough. But he discusses whether you actually need the ha'amada, the standing up of the animal, or not. We've discussed in the past, probably not for a long time, we know that there are two worlds of kachim. There's kachim bedek habayis, which is discussed here, and kachim mizbeach. Kachim bedek habayis and kachim mizbeach. Kachim bedek habayis is value kedusha, right? You give something to the Beis HaMikdash that's going to be sold, and the proceeds are going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Kachim mizbeach or kachim, an animal that's going to be hukrav. Kedushas haguf is going to be used by the Beis HaMikdash. And there are two very different, these are two very different worlds. Reb Chaim brought many rayas to this. Rav Salvechik quoted this from Sheva's grandfather in various contexts, that the two hakdashas work very differently. Kachi bedek habayis, it becomes mamono shel hektish. I'm makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, it becomes the monetary value of the Beis HaMikdash. Memela gains kedusha. Kachi mizbeach, no, it's directly mine. It's directly, it's mine. I'm makdash, I'm imbued with kedusha. But the immanent element, it still remains mine. Many nafkaminas. Just one. There's a steer in the Gemara. Baba kama ayin vav, baba kama ayin tes. And the Tosfos asks this question, and Tosfos gives his answer. But Reb Chaim explains it. Whether, if I steal an animal, and then I'm makdash it, am I chayav dal vehei? I know mechir, if I steal an animal, and then I sell it, I'm chayav dal vehei. So what happens if I steal an animal and I'm makdash it? Is that called selling? So that's a steer in the Gemara. Three da from each other. Meikara tura deruvein v'hashta tura deruvein. Meikara tura deruvein v'hashta tura deshimon. Right, that's two different Gemaras. So Tosfos says, oh, it depends. If it's kachibet the kabayis, then that's a sale. Meikara tura deruvein v'hashta tura deshimon. But if it's kachim is back, no. Meikara tura deruvein v'hashta tura deruvein. Right, how could that be? Hektish is hektish. The answer is hektish is not hektish. There's different types of hakdashas. There's bedek habayis and there's mizbeach, and the two are very different. If you look in the Rambam in Erechin, in Hilchos Erechin, Perek Vav Halacha Ches. Perek Vav Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, what if you already have something that's kedusha and you want to be makdash it more? Ha makdash kachim mizbeach lebedek habayis. I have kachim mizbeach and then I want to add on bedek habayis. Kedusha. Does that work? That means you have to evaluate it, give that money to the base of Mikdash, and then be makar of the carbon. So it works in one direction and not the other. If you're makdash kachim mizbeach lebedek habayis, that works. Hari hahektash chal alehen. So it's going to go to the mizbeach, then I add on bedek habayis. So what do? V'te'arecha behema v'tipadeh. You have to evaluate the animal and redeem it. V'yiplu dameh lebedek habayis. V'abehema tikrav l'masha oisa b'tchila. Aval the other way, ava makdash kachim bedek habayis lemizbeach. What if I have bedek habayis already and I want to add on mizbeach? That doesn't work. V'yama harezu ola oshlamim. Oh, hechrim alakonim lo asa klum. If I already have bedek habayis and I want to add on mizbeach, it's meaningless. V'ena hektash mizbeach. V'lo achirim chal al kachim bedek habayis. Why? Here's the amazing lashon of the Rambam. She'ena adam makdash dav she'ena shalo. You can't be makdash something that's not yours. Not yours? What do you mean? Why is that only in one direction? Because bedek habayis is not yours. Ain't not the bedek habayis alone. Therefore, you can't add on mizbeach. But mizbeach is yours, and therefore, you can get on bedek habayis. There are other rayas to this that that Reb Chaim brought. What other rayas could we quote? That the Rambam quotes. Just another example. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Geneva two different psukim that if you steal, if you're gonev from hektish, you don't pay kefil. You don't pay kefil. Yishalim shnayim l're'ehu l're'ehu v'lo lehektish. And also, v'guna mibeis ha'ish v'l mibeis ha'hektish. So he asked Reb Chaim, why does Rambam need two different psukim? Right, two different psukim to say that if you're gonev me hektish, then you don't pay kefil. So Reb Chaim says beautifully, because kachim mizbeach, kachim bedek habayis. Kachim mizbeach, you might have thought you need a lima to teach you that you're pater from paying the kefil to the bailim. Kachim bedek habayis, you need a lima to teach you don't pay kefil to hektish. Because there are two different worlds, that apply. There's a Rashi. Yeah, we could go on for a while, but maybe we'll quote one more. There's a Rashi in Psachim, where the Gemara says that I do not violate Bal Yera'e Bal Yematzeh if I have chametz of hektish in my Rishus. Rashi, without fanfare, Rashi just adds in a line, Vishel Gavoa, this is Psachim Hamabes, Im Hekdisham Lebedek Habayis. You're not going to violate if you are makdash lebedek habayis. Why does Rashi say that? If it's hektish, it's hektish. It doesn't belong to you, and you don't violate by Rabbi Matze. Bedek habayis is not yours. Kachim mizbeach is yours. So if you makdash something, I don't know, for something chametz to bedek habayis for mizbeach, then that would still be yours. Okay, there's a lot more, but that's bedek habayis comes up. So here, our Gemara says that Meiser Sheni, this tzvi that you bought with Meiser Sheni money, has the status of bedek habayis, which it needs, according to the Tanakama, ha'amad of ha'aracha. And if you can't, it can't be redeemed, and therefore you have to just let it be buried. Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon, who says you're allowed to redeem it because he says you don't need ha'amad of ha'aracha, maybe not even by kache bedek habayis, let alone Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yirmiyah ba'akumi Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmi asks Reb Zira, "Beheva tmeya maushet titayin hamad v'aracha. Does a non-kosher animal need hamad v'aracha? Meaning, the Torah, when the pasuk says in the Torah, beheva tmeya, we just quoted Chazal, Rashi quotes it on the pasuk in Bechukosai, that beheva tmeya means a kosher animal that got a mum. Kosher animal got a mum. If you want to redeem it, you need some other aracha. What about mamish and not kosher animal? What if I makdish a donkey to the Beis HaMikdash? Obviously, bad kabayas. So does that need ha'amada v'ha'aracha? Just like a kosher animal that got a mum. So Amar Lei, so Reb Zera answers yes. Ilule damar Reb Yosi b'shem Reb Yochanan. Chaya tohara eina tu na'amada v'aracha. If Reb Yochanan had said that a kosher chaya does not need ha'amada v'aracha, behemah tamei lo, then behemah tamei also would not need ha'amada v'aracha. But now that we know that in our case of tzvi, by Meiser Sheni, which is learned out from Kachi Bedek Abayas, needs Ha'amad of Ha'aracha. So too, non-kosher animals also would need Ha'amad of Ha'aracha. There shouldn't be a difference between the two. And now the Gemara is going to quote a raya to that. Amr Le Rebbe, he loved Tani Kain. Right, there is a brisa that supports this Adshita of Rebbe Zeira, that a non-kosher animal that I was mocked, the Bedek Abayas, needs Ha'amad of Ha'aracha, needs to be stood up and analyzed and evaluated. And if it can't be done, so then it just has to be left to die. But we'll have to see that Bryce of Hashem next time when we pick up with Maisha Sheni Lamid Base.